And if he knew somebody that he really didn't like, and he might say, well, I'm glad that old skinflint finally
died.
Would you ever use any other word than died, talking about someone you didn't really care for, that they kicked the bucket, or...
Yeah, I don't think people say kicked the bucket, but I really did.
Okay. We were talking about someone that died and the cause of his death. You might say, well, I really don't know what he died. Or if you didn't know the disease or the reason he died, you say, well, I don't really know what he died. What he died of.
What he died of.
Or what he died with. Mm. You probably say died of.
I really don't know what he died with.
Mm. And what's your name for the place where people are buried, the tombstones and things?
Cemetery.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in is called a
casket.
Mm-hmm. We might be morbid questions, aren't they?
Mm.
And if someone very important had just died, we might say, well, he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if there are a lot of people dressed in black and crying and things, you might say, well, those people are in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. Here's some better questions. If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you doing today? Okay. If somebody met you on the street and they said, well, how are you doing today? And you're feeling about average. You might say, oh, well, I'm
fine.
You're fine? Or if you're just kind of average, you might say, oh, pretty well, or middling, or you're fine? Okay, if you're fine, you're fine. If you're talking to somebody that's troubled about something, you might say, well, no, you know, it'll come all right, out all right at the end. Don't
worry.
Mm-hmm. And there's a disease that people get in their joints. And that disease is called
arthritis.
Mm-hmm, or another word for it, rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a disease that they've got shots for it now. You don't see much of it anymore. Where children would choke in the night. Dip ear. Mm-hmm. And there's a disease where your skin turns yellow and the whites of your eyes turn yellow.
That is yellow candles.
Mm-hmm. And when you've had to have your appendix taken out, they say, well, you had to have had an attack of
penicillin.
Okay. We talk about marriage and weddings and stuff. If a boy asked a girl to marry him and she said no, you say, well, she
wasn't ready.
Okay. Or if she did something to his proposal that she
should.
Did she turn him down?
Turn him down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if she accepted, you say, well, they went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. Are there any humorous ways of saying that somebody gotten married? They jumped the broomstick? Not for me either. Or they got hitched?
I would have bet. They got used to it. I never would have jumped the broomstick.
At a wedding, the man that stands up with the groom, he's called the... In a wedding ceremony, the man that stands up with the groom...
He's called the best man.
Mm-hmm.